Today's shir is Masechta Shavuos Dav Zayin, and we will begin on Dav Vav Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. Hashiyesh by Yidia B'tchila. We had learned in the Mishnah that if somebody was aware that he was Tamei, and then he forgot that he was Tamei, and during the time that he forgot that he was Tamei, he either ate Kodesh or entered the Beis HaMikdash, and then afterwards he realizes what he had done, realizes that he was when he was Tamei he had done one of these things, he's chayv to bring, if he did a b'shagig, as we learned, he's chayv to bring a carbon oil of a yoyret. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a b'raisa, Menayin, Shein HaKos Medab El Metumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. How do we know that the Torah that teaches us this parsha of carbon oil of a yoyret is speaking specifically to such a situation? As the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question, perhaps the Torah, when it teaches us the din of carbon oil of a yoyret, is speaking to all situations of tumah, not specifically this situation. The Rishonim, the Achronim discuss what exactly is the case that the Gemara is trying to identify. There is no Isser for Yisrael to become Tamei, so why would there be a Chiv to bring a carbon oil of a yard if he became Tamei? So Rishonim discuss that either it's referring to Yontif, where the Halachi is Chayiv Odom, the Tar Atzmei Beregel, a person's obligated to be Tahor on Yontif, and it's referring to a situation where he became Tamei at that time, or it's referring to a situation of Kahanim, where Kahanim may never become Tamei, and that's where the Gemara is referring to a situation that that's what the Bryce is questioning. Perhaps even in such a situation where a Kohen became Tamei, he would have to bring a carbon oil of a Yoyret. Although the Pnei Yeshua finds difficulty with that approach, because the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that only the only tumah koyin may not become tamei is a tumas mess, and as we will learn, the chiyuv of a carbon oil of a yoyrid is not limited to tumas mess. It's referred to all types of tamei. So says the Pnei Yeshua, that halacha that we learned in Masecht Rosh Hashanah, we only know after we learn our Gemara that teaches us that the halacha of carbon oil of a yoyrid only applies to Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. So again, the Gemara's question is, how do we know that the only situation where a carbon oil of Yoyrit is brought is in a situation of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav? Says the Gemara, V'dinhu. We come to this conclusion through logic. Hoil V'Hizav Onish Al Tumah. The Torah says that someone who becomes Tamei, who's Tamei, and B'mezid goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or B'mezid eats Kodesh, is Chayiv Kares, the Chayiv Karban Al Tuma. The Torah here is teaching us that there's a Chayiv for carbon oil of a Yoyer for Tuma. Ma Shehizav Onash Al Tuma. Just like which case did the Torah speak about? Loy Hizav Onash El Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Chayiv Kares refers to a case where a person is Tamei and he deliberately eats Kodesh, enters the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, we can understand that where is the case that there's a chiv, a carbon oil of a yoyrid, loy chiv ela tumas migdash v'kadoshav. It too is referring to the situation of somebody entering the base of migdash eating kodesh b'shaykik. Ask the Gemara, ve'ema, if that's your line of reasoning, why don't we say that's referring to truma? Because the halachi is that a kohen who eats truma when he's tamei is shehizav onish, that the Torah says that such a person is chayiv misab de shemayim. So we should say that the corresponding will be that if he does it b'shoigig, he's chayiv a carbon oiler v'yayrid. There are two ways of understanding the Gemara's question. The Tosfos understands the Gemara's question to be that the Gemara is not trying to say that there shouldn't be a chiyuv, carbon oil of a yoyrid, for tumas migdash v'kadoshav. What the Gemara is asking is that there should be a chiyuv, carbon oil of a yoyrid, not only in the case of tumas migdash v'kadoshav, but also in a situation of Truma. The Ritva, however, disagrees. He says that the Gemara's question is that the Gemara's question at this point is that there should be only a chiyuv carbon oil of a yair by Truma and not by Tumas Midrash Kedoshav. Because at this point that the Gemara's understanding explains the Pnei Yeshua and understanding the Ritva, that Tumas Midrash Kedoshav that carries the more serious punishment of Kares will have a chiv to bring a full-fledged chatos. It's only Truma, which has only a chiv misa b'day shemayim, as we will discuss more at length in a moment, where the Torah says you don't have to bring a regular carbon chatos, you'll bring a carbon oil of yoret. Furthermore, all Rishonim agree that the Gemara's question here is that in a case where Kohen, whose Tomei ate Truma, the Gemara is asking that if he did it b'shagig, he should be chayiv a carbon oil of Yairit. However, the Rishonim debate, does the Gemara's question also include a situation where Kohen ate Truma, which is Tomei, and that the Gemara is asking for that situation also, perhaps, does a chayiv carbon oil of Yairit. And actually, this machlokes Rishonim, the Mefarshim say, is actually based on another machlokes Tanoim. If the chiyuv of misa b'dei shemayim for eating truma is only way somebody a kohen tamei eating truma tahira, or does it also apply to situation by eating truma tameya? Based on that machlokes Tanoim, will we understand to what scope is the Gemara asking the question regarding truma? Answers the Gemara, we can't say that the chiv of carbon oil of a yoyrid is referring to a situation of eating truma, because lo yashkachan ava misa the chayiv of carbon. As we just said, eating truma, kohen tamei eating truma, only carries with it a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, not a chiv kares, and since there's no chiv kares, there is no chiv carbon. There's only a chiv carbon by chiv kares, not by chiv misa b'dei shemayim. Asked the Gemara, true, there is no chiv carbon when it's an oynish that carry when it b'meizah there's an oynish of misa b'dei shemayim. But Amos suggests the Gemara, hani mili carbon kavua. That's a full fledged carbon chatos. A full fledged carbon chatos only is brought by a carbon. A full fledged carbon chatos is only brought by kares, not misa b'dei shemayim. Ask Tosfos, if we're going to follow this line of reasoning, that we want to use precedent in other areas to determine what should be the halacha here, so what does the Gemara say just the opposite? That since Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshav carries with it an Oynish Kares, and an Oynish Kares usually travels with Karban Chatos, shouldn't that be indicative, says Tosfos, that there is no chiyuv carbon oil of yair to Tumas Midrash Kedoshav, since it's a chiyuv kares that it carries with it a carbon kavua, not a carbon oil of yair. So Tosfos suggests that indeed the Gemara could have asked this question, but the Gemara preferred to say that it's difficult to understand that a carbon should be brought, and this is what the Mefarshim explained Tosfos' point. It's difficult to say that, it's more difficult to say that a carbon should be brought in a case when karbonis are never brought, which means in a case of misa b'dei shemayim, more so, it's more difficult to say that than to say that a carbon oil of a yoyrid is brought in a case of kares, when normally at least a carbon is brought. So again, says the Gemara, Ema, when would we perhaps say that a carbon is not brought in a case of misa b'dei shemayim? That's only a carbon kavua. Aval, here we're referring to oil of yoyrid. A carbon oil of yoyrid, nicely perhaps, are even brought in a case where there is no, where it's only misa b'dei shemayim. And the proof would be, midi the hava shmias kol v'abitus v'sayim. The Torah talks about a situation where somebody is approached to say testimony, and he swears falsely that he does not know testimony, that the halach is that that's when he's chayiv to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. If he did so b'shogig, he's chayiv to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. So we see that there's a chiyuv carbon oil of yirid, even in a case where normally there is no chiyuv karis, so we can't bring a raya from chiyuv karis from carbon oil of yirid to other areas in halacha. So the Pnei Yeshua explains what was the Havamina and what was the maskar of the Gemara. The Gemara and the Havamina explained the Pnei Yeshua was well aware that for Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Bitui, there's a chiyuv carbon oil of yirid, even though they don't come with a chiyuv karis. But the Gemara understood, says the Pnei Yeshua, that we know that the punishment for swearing falsely is very severe, as the Torah uses the word lo yinaka. That's why the Gemara assumed, says the Pnei Yeshua, that even though they carry with them a carbon oil of a yirid, they cannot serve as a model for other areas of halacha. And that's why the Gemara assumed that truma, that's a chiyuv misum de shemayim, that normally does not carry with it a chiyuv carbon, certainly doesn't carry with it a chiyuv carbon here either. But the Gemara in the Maskana says, no, if we have a precedent that the carbon oil of a yirid is brought, even though there is no chiyuv karis, it should be a raya that by truma also a carbon oil of a yirid can be brought, even though there is no chiyuv karis. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the pasuk that discusses the chiyuv carbon oil of a yirid says, Oy ki yiga betumas adam l'chol tumasai ashiyit maba, ba l'mute truma. It comes to exclude that in the case of truma, there is no chiyuv carbon oil of a yirid. Ask the Gemara, why are we saying that the Ba is coming to exclude that situation? Perhaps the Ba is coming to exclude a case of somebody entering the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei, or eating Kodesh when he's Tamei, the Lo Sagale B'Carbon Oil of Yoyred, and that the Torah is teaching us that a Carbon Oil of Yoyred is not adequate, and he's going to have to bring Adamaisa Carbon Kavu, he'll have to bring a full-fledged Carbon Chattis. So in answer to this question, Kari Rava like the Rebbe, Rebbe's going to answer the question, and Rava said regarding Rebbe's ability to answer this question, Doyle Mayim Bibiris Amukim. He's able to draw water from deep wells. He's going to say a very profound answer. And he's going to learn Gzeirah Shavah. Ask the Rishonim, why is saying Gzeirah Shavah considered profound? We've learned many times, Ein Adam Doyen Gzeirah Shavah Ma'atzmai, Elam Ken Kibbul Marabaisav. So if Rebbe is going to quote Gzeirah Shavah, he must have learned this Gzeirah Shavah from his Rebbe's. So what makes him so great in saying this Gzeirah Shavah? So I saw a number of answers in Rishonim. One answer in Rishonim is that this Gzeirah Shavah that the Gemara is about to quote was known, but the application of the Gzeirah Shavah wasn't known. And what made Rebbe great was that he was able to apply this Gzeirah Shavah to the case that we're going to learn. Another way that I saw the Rishonim suggest is that they had a Kabbalah, they had a Messiah, that to answer this question, that how do we know that the chiyuv of bringing carbon oil of a yirid refers to the case of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, the answer to that question is given through a Gzeirah Shavah. But they didn't know what was the Gzeirah Shavah, which was the answer to that question. It was Rebbe who was able to determine and understand what indeed was the Gzeirah Shavah that answers this specific question. It says the Gemara, the Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Ekra Nichaya. The pasuk says, Oy nefesh, ashatiga b'chol dover tomei, oy b'nivlas chaya tomeya, oy b'nivlas behema tomeya. So says the Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Ekra Nichaya. It would be sufficient for the Torah to say the word chaya, behema lama nemra, because chaya and behema are both in the same category. So why does the Torah have to specify both Chaya and Behema? And as the Ritva points out, the Gemara could have asked, I should say Behema, not Chaya. But the Gemara points it out this way because the Pasuk mentions Chaya first, and therefore the Gemara's question is, we should have just mentioned Chaya, why do we also have to mention Behema? The Rishonim ask, why doesn't the Gemara ask that we should have to mention neither Chaya nor Behema? Doesn't the pasuk say b'chol dover tamei? So that question the Rishonim answer, if it would only said b'chol dover tamei, we would think that this din applies even when somebody touched something which is not an avatumah. That's why the pasuk has to say bechol dover tamei, which chayu behema, the nevel of a chayu behema are avatumah. To teach us this halacha applies only by an avatumah, but still the Gemara is legitimately asking. It should be enough to say chayu, as we just explained, or just say chayu and behema. What does the Torah have to say behema once it says chayu? To teach us gzeirah shava. And as the Rishonim go on to point, it has to be gzeirah shava mufna, because otherwise we could ask questions in the gzeirah shava, but the way we've explained it now, the entire word behema is entirely superfluous. And the answer is, nemer kam behema tameya. The Torah says here the word behema tameya. V'nemer lahalon behema tameya. Regarding the carbon shlomim, where the Torah speaks about the halacha that somebody who's tamei may not eat the carbon shlomim, says also the word behema tameya. The pasuk says v'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei b'tumas adam behema tameya, etc. So the Torah teaches us gzeirah shava. Just like that, it's talking about tumas kodesh. It's referring to a situation where somebody who's tamei may not eat the shlomim. Afkan here too, the pasuk that we speak about, that speaks about the chiv carbon oil of a yoyrid, is referring to situation that he is referring to a situation of tumas kodesh, that he ate something tamei, that he ate something kodesh while he is tamei. Ask the Gemara, fine. So now by identifying this gzeirah shava, ask Chachon Tumas Kodesh. We've clearly identified a gzeirah shava that teaches us that the chiv of carbon oil of a yoyrid comes in a case where somebody tamei ate something kodesh. But as we said in the Mishnah and we said at the beginning of our shiur today, that this then also applies by Tumas Migdash, that if somebody who's tamei entered the base of Migdash when he's tamei, he has to bring a carbon oil of Mishogig, he has to bring the carbon oil of a Yoyrid. So now ask the Mara, ask Chon Tumas Kodesh, however Tumas Migdash Minolon, how do we know that the same din applies by Tumas Migdash? Answer the Gemara, Amakra, because Kodesh Lai Siga, Vela Migdash Lai Sova. This pasuk is referring to a woman who has a baby, and I have to stress, as we always emphasize, the dinim that we're now going to say are the dinim midaraisa, not the dinim not the way we act nowadays. So the pasuk says that if a woman has a baby, if she has a baby boy, she's tamei for 7 days no matter what, and then she's tahor for the next 33 days no matter what. This, if she has a baby girl, she's tamei for the first 14 days no matter what, and then she's tar for the next 66 days no matter what. However, even during those 33 or 66 days that we've just spoken about, the Torah is very specific that she, in those days, she may not eat kodesh, nor may she enter the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk uses the words v'chol kodesh lo siga v'hamikdash lo sova. So the Torah here in this pasuk is ishkish migdish l'kodesh, is comparing and is categorizing the migdish and the kodesh into one group. So if we're learning, so we see that the Torah has these two cases travel together. So if the halacha is that when somebody is tamei, he eats kodesh b'shogeg yischai carbon oil v'yared, as we conclusively proved from the gzeirah shava, we take this a step further and we say that this hekesh tells us that the halacha of migdash and the halacha of kodesh are both the same. Ask the Gemara, I hachi trumanami. If we're relying on this hekesh, then truma should have the same din. Domemar, the pasuk says, b'chol kodesh leisiga. The pasuk that teaches us b'chol kodesh leisiga is teaching us l'rabbis is a truma, that this yoledes may not eat truma until she has hair of shemesh after going to the mikveh at the end of the 66 or 88 or 80 days. So we're back to where we started. If we're relying on this hekesh should also teach us that this woman, that for eating truma tmeya, one b'shogeg, one is mechuyev a carbon oil of a yoyrit. Says the Gemara, hamiyat rachmana ba. But didn't we say earlier that the word ba is coming to teach us that we're excluding something? And what do we say it's excluding? It's excluding that somebody ate truma when they're tamei that they don't have to bring a carbon oil of a yairid. Says the Gemara, aim above. Yes, we're at least at this point of the shir, the word ba is coming to be a miut, but maybe ba should not be used to be mamat the case of truma, but aim above, maybe the word ba is coming, should be used to be mamat the case of migdash. Answers the Gemara, mistaber migdash lemmatenu, it makes more sense to say that migdash should be in the same category as kodesh, shekem bekaris kamaisai, for both entering the base of migdash when one is tamei b'mezid, or eating kodesh when one is tamei b'mezid, both carry the same chiv of kares. So since they carry the same punishment of kares, it makes sense that that's the case, the migdash and kodesh travel together, not truma, which as we said earlier, only carries the chiv of misa b'dei shemayim, not the chiv of kares. And the Gemara, If we have here a situation, this is what we're trying to point out this Gemara. If we have here a situation that on one hand we're going to compare something to Kodesh and therefore included in the Chiv carbon oil of a Yairid. On the other hand, we're going to have Ba, which is going to teach us a Miut. It makes more sense, says the Gemara, that we should be Mamat. It makes more sense, perhaps, that we should be Mat Megdash and be Mar Betruma, because Truma and Kodesh are both very much the same, because they both carry with them, they both refer to eating. It's the same that they both refer to eating, whereas this doesn't refer to eating, this refers to entering the Beis HaMikdash. So back to where we started. We don't know how Migdash, though we do know the halacha that there's a chiv carbon oil of a yoyrid for entering the base of Migdash when one is tamei b'shoigig, and that there is no chiv carbon oil of a yoyrid for eating truma when one is tamei b'shoigig, what is the source for these halachas? Elo Amar Rava, the way we know this from the following. Shalosh krisis b'shlom alamai. The three psukim that teach us the chiv kares if somebody eats carbon shlomim when he's tamei. One pasuk says, "Emor aleihem v'darisechem kolish ashiyukim kozarachem as alakachim ashigdishu bnei Yisrael asher v'tumatzu alav for nichras hanefeshim mafana ani Hashem." There's another pasuk, "V'nefesh shetoichem v'asar zevach hashlamim ashal Hashem v'tumatzu alav for nichras nefeshim amel." And then there's a third pasuk that says, "V'nefesh." Now, interesting to note that the second pasuk, the first pasuk is a klal, says the Gemara. It speaks about all karbonis, kachim, and it teaches us that one may not eat karbonis when he's tamei. The second pasuk speaks about shlomim. So we have a case of a prat. And then we have achas leklal v'achas leprat v'achas, and the third pasuk is still not understandable. We don't know what this pasuk is coming to teach us. V'achas l'tum ha'ksub b'toyre stam v'nidei mahi. We don't know what the third pasuk is yet teaching us. But before we go further, as Rashi goes to great lengths to explain, this is considered a situation of kol dovashay b'klal v'yotzman ha'klal alamid loy l'lamid al atzmi yotza alamid ha'klal kula yotza. That this pasuk that specifies that one whose tamei may not eat shlomim, which it seems to be superfluous, because I can already learn this din from the first pasuk that says that anyone whose tamei may not eat kachim, by singling out kachim, it's teaching us that only something that are brought as kachim mizbeach, that brought on the mizbeach, is there a halacha that someone whose tamei gets kares. Not for something that is not brought on the Mizbeach. Furthermore, Rashi goes into great lengths to explain that this should not be treated, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, as a klal prat to klal, yatadan el ke'ena prat, but rather it's taught and understood to be a situation of kol davashay beklal v'yotzman haklal alamed, lo alamed al'atzma yotz alam haklal kul yotz. Why? When do I treat it as a klal prat to klal, and when do we treat it that way? Says Rashi, If the klal prat klal are next to each other in the psukim, then they're treated that way. Whereas if they're not next to each other, then they're treated as a klal prat klal when they're near each other. When they're not near each other, they're treated as kol dor shoy beklal v'yotzman klal lamed lo lamed atzma yotza alamed klal kula yotza. But again, what is the third pasuk teaching us? That's what the Gemara points out. We don't know to which case it's referring to. Have Omer, I would say that Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk is teaching us Tumas Kodesh. Then when somebody is Tomei, he may not eat Kodesh, and for each Kodesh is Chayav Karis. However, we don't need that to teach us that, because we already learned a moment ago from the Gzeru Shava of Rebbe that we know that if somebody eats Kodesh when he's Tomei, he's Chayav Karban Oil V'yorid. Vim Eine Inyan L'Tumas Kodesh the Nafgalem of the Rebbe Tanei Inyan Tumas Megdush. We're going to say that the Pasuk is teaching that if somebody is Tomei, enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv a carbon oil of a Yoyrit. Ask Tosfos, and why don't we say that the Pasuk is perhaps teaching us what we just said, the Chayiv Truma, that if somebody eats Truma, the Kain eats Truma when he's Tomei, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, Chayiv carbon oil of a Yoyrit. Says Tosfos, we can't say that this Pasuk is talking about Truma, because this Pasuk clearly indicates we're referring to a situation for which there is a Chayiv Kares. And there is no Chiyuv Kares feeding Truma. As we learned many times in our Shia today, for feeding Truma to Mei B'mezah, there's a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So we clearly know that this Pasuk is not talking about Truma. And it's also, as we understood, not talking about Kodesh, because we already have the Gzeirah Shava that Rebbe taught us. What must it be talking about? It's talking about, says the Gemara, Tumas Megdash. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us? Don't we need this pasuk to teach us what Rabbi Avua taught us? Why are three psukim that teach us that someone who eats carbon shlomim when it's tamei is chayif karis? Achas leklal, v'achas leprat, as we learned in Amud Aleph, v'achas to teach us the dvarim shein cholim, that there are different types of items that are put on the mizbeach, because as we learned earlier, the prat teaches us that there's only a chiv on, for foods, for things that are put on the mizbeach. But if we only had that pasuk, we would assume that's only referring to food that's put on the mizbeach. How do we know that it includes other parts, like the wood that's put on the Mizbeach, Tosfos points out, or the Levina, or the Ketoris, that they too have the same halacha, that someone whose tummy eats them is Chayiv Karis? That's what this third pasuk is coming to teach us, says Rabbi Avua. And continues the Gemara. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, who is of the opinion, Damad Varmish Enen Nacholim, food, things that are not edible, Ein Chayav Malan Karis, Mishim Tumma, there is no Chayiv Karis if one eats them when he's tamei. Still, this pasuk is needed according to Rav Shimon to teach us the din for chatas pnimis. We know that a certain carbon chatas whose blood is not put on the mizbeach achitzin, but rather whose blood is put on the mizbeach apnimi, such as we discussed earlier and we'll discuss again, the par and the sor, par of the and sor of Yom Kippur, the chatas kohen gadol, the par helm dovah shel tzibur. The Salka Dat Chemina, for we would think, perhaps, Harv Amrav Shimon, Kolsh and a Karva Mizbeach Kishlamim, any carbon whose blood is not put on the Mizbeach Hachitzin, like the blood of the carbon Shlamim, Ein Chayav Alam Shem Pigal, there is no Chi Pigal. We know that if a Kohen does one of the Avoidus, Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, or Zrikas Adam, with the intent of eating, or the carbon, or being mak of the carbon after the right time, there's a chiyuv pigel. So it's, and the halacha is that Rav Shimon holds that there is no chiyuv pigel on any carbon whose blood is sprinkled inside on the beis bayach hapnimi. So chayav v'amr Rav Shimon kol shein karv amiz bayach achitzim kishlamim ein chayav v'nolam mishum pigel. So we think that the same din should apply to tuma also, and if somebody eats such a carbon when he's Tomei, there is no Chiyuv Karis, Kamash Lada Mechayiv. So how can we say, we're back to where we began, how can we say that this third pasuk is coming to teach us that for Tumas Migdash there's a Chiyuv Karbon Oil of a Yerid, we need it for what Rabbi Avua or what Rabbi Shimon taught us? El Amrin Nadar Mishmei Derava, Shalosh Tumas B'Shlamim Lamai. Why did the Torah have to say three times the pasuk had to repeat that the person is Tumay? Achas L'Klal, Achas L'Prat, V'Achas L'Tumah K'suv B'Torah Stam. One is to teach us a case that we don't know. Veni Yidei Mahu. Have Oymet come to teach us Tumas Kodesh, that is Chiv Karbon Oil of a Yair for Tumas Kodesh. However, since, says the Gemara, Emein Inyan Tumas Kodesh Naflam the Rebbe, to teach us that the Zechiv Kabban Oil of Yoyrid, in such a situation we don't know, we don't need it because we already learned it from Rebbe, Tanei Inyan Tumas Migdash, we will use it to teach us the halacha that if somebody enters the base of Migdash, but Tom may be Shaggy, he's Chayiv Kabban Oil of Yoyrid. Says the Gemara, how can we say that that's what this Pasuk is coming to teach us? For Hay Nami Boile, we need this Pasuk after we proved in the previous piece of Gemara, whether we follow the opinion of Rabbi Avua, as Rabbi Avua explained, as Rabbi Shimon explained, that we need to teach us that there's a chiv karis in those situations, that either the boil and micht of karis look at Rabbi Avua, that we had to learn that there's a chiv karis as Rabbi Avua taught us, that's why, kosuf nami tumis loisag b'lav halchi. So now we need the entire pasuk to teach us this din, and part of understanding the din is that there's a chiv karis for tumah if you ate something that's on the mizbeach that's not edible, or if you ate from the karm chatas apnimi b'tumah that you chayiv karis. So we still don't have a source how we know that there's a chiv carbon oil of a yoyrid for entering the base of Migdash b'tumma b'shaygik. El Amarava, the way we know it is because we learn Xeris Shava. As your Tumasa Tumasai. Iksiv Hacha, it says here in the parasha of carbon oil of a yoyrid, Aikiga b'tumas Adam l'chol Tumasai ashiyit maba. Iksiv Hacha l'chol Tumasai. V'ksiv Hasam regarding the Isser of someone who's Tumay to enter the base of Migdash when he's Tamei. The Pasuk says, Tamei Yeh Oy Tumas Aba. Malahalon, that Pasuk is referring to Tumas Migdash. Afkan, this Pasuk is referring to Tumas Migdash. Ask the Gemara, if so, we need to understand, ask the Gemara, if we've now successfully proven that the Chiv of Karbon Oil of Yoyrid is strictly by Tumas Kodesh, because we have the Gzeri Shava that Rebbe taught us earlier, or Tumas Migdash, because we have the Gzeri Shava that we just learned, why do we need Ba to exclude Truma? Ba is obviously excluded, Truma is obviously excluded because we don't have a Gzeri Shava to include it. Vela Ba Lamali, ask the Gemara, L'Rabbis Nivlas Oiftar. There's a special din. Normally, a person becomes Tamei by touching something that's Tamei. But there's a special case of Nivlas Oiftar, that if somebody eats from the Nevela of an Oiftar, he becomes Tamei. The Pasuk is teaching us that that type of Tumah also is a situation if a person is Tamei with that type of Tumah, he's Chayv Kabin Oil of a Yorid if he entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kodesh. And that we learn from the word Ba. Ask the Gemara, here we're saying that the word Ba is coming to teach us something, to include something. But our entire shir, ask the Gemara, we've been using the word Ba for just the opposite purpose. Hamrit Ba Miyutahi. Till now we've been using Ba as an exclusion to say that the covenant of Yara doesn't apply. So how can we so dramatically change course and say that Ba is a ribui? Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Miyutahu Ayasar. Because it's a ribui, that's why I have a question. Ksiv, Oy Kiyiga. The pasuk begins, as I quoted a moment ago, Oy Kiyiga betumas Adam l'chol tumas ashiyat maba. The Ba'an Negi'in, which the pasuk seems to be teaching us, that only what type of tumah creates a chiv of a carbon oil of a yoyrid, a tumah that's a Ba'an Negi'ah, that comes through touching. The La Ba'an Negi'ah, but not that type of tumah, where it doesn't come through touching, loy, does not create a chiv carbon oil of a yoyrid. But then the Pasuk also uses the words Ba, which is a Gedemiyut. And we have a rule throughout Shas, that have a Miyut Achamiyut, and wherever you have a Miyut Achamiyut, El-Rabbis is coming to be Marba, that not only a Tumah that comes through Negiyah, but even a Tumah that comes through just coming into contact, the tumas nevelos of tumah, which comes to coming into the throat of the person, also brings the chiyuv carbon oil of a yoreid. Mefarshim explain how does a mir, the rishonim explain how does a mir and mirach mir el rabbis work. They explain that the Torah says the first miyut. So once the Torah said the first miyut, the second miyut becomes entirely superfluous. So we learn it with a approach that we've explained many times, a mimeini inyan. Im eini inyan lemayat, if I don't need it to teach us a miyut. Why don't I need it to teach us a miyut? Because we already learned the first miyut, tenei inyan l'rabbis, we say it's coming to be marba. Another way of explaining this, the Rishonim explained, is that the second miyut is coming to limit the first miyut. If I didn't have the second miyut, I would say indeed that the first miyut is a very broad miyut. Once I have the second miyut, I say that the second miyut is coming to limit, and it doesn't apply to all situations. And here would be an example of Nevelos Oif Tahor, would be an example that even though it's not a tumah that comes through Negiyah, it could still bring a carbon oil of a yoreid. There's a Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Tzareb that the concept of Emir Achmir El Rabbis somewhat homiletically, a pidrush. One way he explains is Emir Achmir, if a person constantly holds himself low, Mir Achmir, he constantly is very modest, El Rabbis, that person is indeed great. And ein ribui ach ribui. But if a person keeps on considering himself great, elamat, that is a person who's really not that great. Another explanation, very relevant to us who learn the daf yomi, ein mir ach miut. If somebody doesn't learn that much, but whatever el rabbis, but whatever he learns, he keeps on reviewing el rabbis. That person will retain his learning. However, ein ribui ach ribui, if somebody just keeps on learning more and more without ever reviewing el lamad, he's not going to remember his learning. It's also interesting to point out that our Gemara just spoke about this unique tumah of the nevelos oif tahor, that's metama when one swallows a nevelos oif tahor. There's a question amongst the achronim how to categorize the tumah of nevelos oif tahor. Rechaim Briska says a raya that it's not considered a tumas achila, because he says normally when something falls under the category of achila, as long as somebody eats that kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, it's considered a valid achila. Whereas regarding the tumah on the velos oif tar, the Rambam doesn't make that point. He says that has to swallow the entire nevelos oif, kezayis nevelos oif tar at one time. Furthermore, says Rav Chaim, that the Rambam says that one becomes tamei with the tumah nevelos oif tar as soon as the bird, this kezayis, enters his base of bliya. As soon as it enters his throat, even before he swallows it. If, says Rav Chaim Briska, it would be considered an act of tumas achila, he shouldn't be tamei until he actually swallows it. However, Rav Yosef Engel in the Sefer Asvin Daraisa does seem to indicate that our Gemara is a raya that tumas nevelos oif tar is a type of achila, because if nevelos oif tar is only tamei through touching the throat, so then of course it's included in the category of kiyiga. And why would our Gemara have to go through great lengths, as we just explained, with a mir achamir el rabbis, to teach us that nevelos oif tar could create a chiyuv carbon oil of a yoreid? Why is it different than any other tumas negiyah that Reb Chaim Brisk is explaining, and that's a tumas negiyah? It must be, says Reb Yosef Engel, that it's a tumas achila, and the pasuk being mechadesh, that for this tumas achila, there's a chiyuv of carbon oil of a yoreid if one ate kodesh or entered the base of migdash b'shoigig after becoming tamei with this tumah of nevelos oif tar. As we learned in the Mishnah, when it comes to the case of tumas migdash v'kadoshav, there could be a number of circumstances. There could be a situation, as we began today's shir, of yediyah b'tchila v'idir b'soif v'helem b'netayim, for which there's a chi of carbon oil of yoyrit. We also learned in the Mishnah that in a case where there was yidir b'tchila, where there was no yidir b'soif, the halacha is that the soyer that was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash together with Yom Kippur protect the person until he gets the yidir b'soif and brings the carbon oil of yoyrit. And then there were two more circumstances which the Mishnah brought a number of machlokes in which carbon works for which case. A case of ein ba yidir b'tchila, there was no original yidir b'yidir b'soif, and a case of ein ba yidir loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif. So now the Gemara begins to analyze all of these cases. Yesh ba yidir b'tchila v'ein yidir b'soif, sa'a nas b'fnim. If there was no yidir b'soif, as I just said a moment ago, the sa'a nas b'fnim protects the person together with Yom Kippur till he actually becomes aware of his aveira and then brings the carbon oil of yoyrit. Tanabonim, the pasuk says regarding the sar hanas b'fnim, v'chipa al kadosh mitumas b'nei Yisrael, says the brayser, yesh li b'inyan zeh lahavi shalosh tumas. We could say that this pasuk is referring to three different cases of tumah: tumas avodah zara, tumas gilas arayis, v'tumas shvichas tumim. How do we know that avodah zara is referred to Tomei? But Avodah Zara Oymer Laman Tomei Es Mikdashi. The pasuk there is referring to someone who takes his child to Avodah Zara of Moilich. And even according to the opinion, says the Ritva, that Moilich is not considered an Avodah Zara, it's certainly in the same family. And if Moilich is considered Tomei, certainly so too is every Avodah Zara considered Tomei. Begila Rais Oymer. How do we know that Gila Reis is considered Tomei? Because the pasuk says, "Shmatim smishmati levilti asoyis mechukas atoeva v'lo satam b'hem." So we see that Gila Reis is considered Tomei. B'shvichus tamim hu oimer v'lo satames aretz. Yochal gimel tumas halalu yisar mechaper. So we see that the sar hanasa b'fnim is mechaper for Tomei. We would say it's mechaper for these types of situations. And the Gemara tomorrow she will explain what the situation we would think that it's working for. Tamaloyma mi tumas b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says that the sar nas b'fnim atones as mechaper mi tumas v'loy kol tumas. Now continues the brayser. Ma mitzinu shechilav kakos mechol tumas. What type of tumah have we discovered is treated differently than all other tumas? Savi omer tumas mikdash kedoshav. As we've learned in our entire shir that the tumas mikdash kedoshav is different than all other tumas that you bring carbon oil v'yoyrit. Afkan, so too explains the brayser, it must be that the sar hanas b'fnim is mechaper for tumas midrash v'kadoshav divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon has a different proof that the sar hanas b'fnim is mechaper for tumas midrash v'kadoshav. He says m'kaymahu mechra, for the actual words of the pasuk, is it indicative that's working for that type of tumah? Because the pasuk says, "V'chiper al kodesh mitumais, mitumais shel kodesh." The pasuk is teaching us that it's talking about tumas that affect kodesh, not general tumas that have nothing to do with any other type of aveiros. Continues the brayser, "Yochel al kol tumas shel kodesh yezer mechaper." We would think that the sar nas b'fnim has the ability to affect kapara for any of the scenarios that we explained earlier in our shiur a few moments ago that could come about through tumas kodesh to mikdash. Tamalayma umepishiyem l'chol chatosam chatoyim dumi de pshoyim. The Torah compares chatoyim to pshoyim. Ma pshoyim she'ena b'nei carbon. When we speak about pshoyim, pasha means an aver b'mezid. There is no chiv carbon. Af chatoyim shame nay carbon. It refers to a situation for which there is no carbon, which is the case. It's referring to a case where there was tumah at the beginning, but not yediyah at the beginning, no yediyah b'soif. Because if there were yediyah b'soif, then there's a chiv carbon. So it's not like pshoim. Pshoim, we said, doesn't bring a chiv carbon. Yediyah b'tchil v'yediyah b'soif does have a chiv carbon. So we proved that this sar hanas b'fnim helps for a situation where there is no chiv carbon. But how do we know it's the case where there was yediyah b'tchila, v'ein ba yediyah b'soif? Umenayin asked the brayser that we're referring to a case sheyesh ba yedi betchila ve'ein yedi besoif shezeh as a toila. Maybe it's referring to a situation where there was no yediyah at the beginning either, for which again there is no chiyuv carbon. Tamaloyim lechol chatosam chay v'chatos b'mashma, which seems to indicate that it's referring to a case that can lead to a chiyuv carbon. Just this specific situation doesn't have a chiyuv carbon. What is that case? That's the case of yesh bo yediyah b'tchila ve'ein bo yediyah b'soif. Because the case of ein bo yediyah b'tchila can never come to carbon chiv, carbon oil of yared, because as we explain and we'll learn again, to be chayv carbon oil of yared, that has to be at least yediyah b'tchila. So the pasuk that on one hand seems to indicate that's referring to a case that can't come to chiv carbon. On the other hand, the pasuk seems to indicate that it doesn't have a chiv carbon, can only be drilled down to a situation of yesh ba yediyah b'tchila ve'ein ba yediyah b'soif, where there currently is no chiv carbon, but can ultimately lead to a chiv carbon when ultimately there will be a yediyah b'soif.